Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time. National Child Protection Week this week. Yesterday, you streamed two free videos in school. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, look, it was an awesome day at the Daniel Malcolm Foundation, one of our marquee days of the year, as we contribute to National Child Protection Week by launching Australia's biggest child safety lesson, or ABCSL. And what we do is break it up into two age groups, if I call it that. Yeah. So one went live at 9 o'clock and one went live at 10 o'clock. One was for the younger students, so typically 4 to 7 years old, and the older one is 8 to 12-year old. But anything in between, either side, no problems at all. Australia's biggest child safety lesson was very much focused on boundaries and body parts. And the school we launched it at here in Brisbane was an enormous success. We were really interested in the body reactions that the kids were displaying as they were watching it. And we could watch that live right in front of us, and it was absolutely a smash.
So was it just aimed at the Brisbane schools, Bruce, or was it all over Queensland, all over Australia?
No, totally Australia. Yep. So anyone in the Bundaberg catchment listening to this, please, it's not too late.
Yep.
Jump on the Daniel Malcolm Foundation website, follow the links, real simple. Sit down, if you're a teacher, sit down with your class. There's teacher's guides, there's additional information you can download and print. Absolutely everything is free.
Yep.
But get involved. That's what we want. Or if you're a mum, dad, carer, grandparent, and you're a little nervous about the conversation, you know, how to talk to perhaps your grandkids or kids about the dangers that exist in the real world or online, here is your opportunity. The foundation, the Daniel Malcolm Foundation, make it really easy for you to sit down. 15, 20 minutes later, you have done your job. Sit with the kids, be available, but most importantly, watch Australia's biggest child safety lesson for 2022.
Bruce Morecambe, OAM, joins us this morning from the Daniel Malcolm Foundation. Bruce, 96% of children, I find this staggering, this statistic, when I read it on your website. 96% of children are abused by someone known or trusted by them. As I mentioned, that's just staggering.
Yeah, it's absolutely frightening, isn't it? But it brings home the truth that what happened to Daniel is incredibly, incredibly rare. So don't focus on the less likely, focus on the most likely, and abuse will happen to a child from somebody they know in real life or online. And that's potentially the biggest risk that kids face today.
Yep.
So, you know, there are groomers, as they're listening to this radio broadcast, there are groomers online, absolutely, I guarantee it, chatting to our kids. It might be on a game. It might be on social media. It might be on TikTok. Whatever that that medium is, adults will be pretending to be the same age, have the same interests as that particular youngster, and possibly even supplying gifts. And you might be thinking, oh, you know, if a watch came in the mail, mum, dad, whoever is responsible for that child would be aware of that and say, what's going on?
Yeah.
But what predators online do, they are supplying youngsters with online gifts, which might be a free upload of a particular game, those sorts of things, or bonus points, whatever it is. And mum and dad, the carers, don't know that.
Yep.
So suddenly that predator, that adult, that does pose a risk to that youngster, is flying under the radar. So we need to train our youngsters directly. Let's train the kids to recognise potential risk. And anybody offering a gift that you don't know is potentially posing a risk to that child. So we need to give them the confidence to talk to an adult. So it could be someone at home, you know, their uncle, mum, dad, whoever it may be. Could be someone at school, like their teacher or school principal or school chaplain.
Yeah.
Or in a really serious matter, kids helpline, of course, 000, the police.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I know a lot of our younger generation, mum and dad carers, will be listening on their way to school as we talk this morning, Bruce, and will be on those games. It might be Roblox, it might be Fortnite, whatever it may be. And I'll use my son as an example. He might sit there and say, oh, someone's just given me a gift. I go, do you know who that person is? And he says, no. And I just all of a sudden have a very stern talking to him, and almost put the fear of God into him, so to speak. And, you know, I don't mean to do that, but I'm just saying that the online world is not what it seems.
Totally. Yes, no, it's a world of deception, and they're gaining access to our children globally, let's face it. Like, you know, in the old days, we were all scared of somebody, you know, in a vehicle, you know, offering a lift to somebody. I mean, potentially that can still happen today, but it is an incredibly rare situation. the biggest risk, and we, as parents, responsible adults, need to be aware. We have to give the confidence to the kids to be able to come forward and disclose and say, look, someone was chatting to me online. I felt uncomfortable. They were asking me personal questions about where I lived or made a comment about my appearance. They asked me to send them a short video of me or the, my brother or sister in the bath. Like, you'd say, what the hell is going on here? That's not going to happen. And, you know, obviously report that to somebody responsible on the youngster's safety network, like the police, kids' helpline, of course, school teachers, school principals, somebody responsible. And, help's available. And if I could just mention...
Please,
If a child does come forward, it is never the child's fault. So you have no fears. 100%. Please come forward. You will be believed. You will be cared for. So you have nothing to fear. Come forward and we'll look after you.
Bruce, just very quickly, you've got plenty of events coming up. Day for Daniel is coming up. So tell us about that and just some other events that you've got coming up.
Yeah, during Child Protection Week, there's lots and lots of things. Denise and I are drawn here, there, and announcing this, launching that. Supporting other organisations, of course, but towards the end of October, in fact, it's the last Friday of October, is National Day for Daniel. And this year we're targeting 6,000 schools and early learning centres. That's not individuals. That's actually schools and early learning centres like kindergarten, preschool, that sort of thing. So that's a massive number nationally, and we record incredible success with that. And hauntingly, a little uncomfortably, but it is a fact that we receive in a post-event survey. So typically, in the days after Day for Daniel, we send out a survey to a whole bunch of schools and early learning centres and ask them, you know, the quality of the lesson and how the day progressed. Yep. They wear red, etc. But surprisingly, one of our questions is, were there any disclosures at your establishment on or immediately after, you know, perhaps watching a lesson, perhaps ABCSL, perhaps some of the other videos or games that we produce that help kids keep safe. And crunching the numbers, and these are factual numbers, we don't overstep the mark. We estimate that something like 300 kids nationally, immediately after Day for Daniel, disclose some form of harm. So, you know, while that is, you know, puts a shiver in your spine, at least those 300 kids are in a better place having come forward. So, you know, I'm sure, unfortunately, you know, there's many, many other hundreds of kids and adult survivors that have never come forward. So now's the time to come forward. It's there's no shame. It's going to make you feel better and, importantly, shut down that person's warped behaviour.
Yeah, indeed. 100% agreeance with you, Bruce. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Good day, Daniel. No, good luck and cheers to Bundy.
Thank you very much. Bruce Morecambe, OIM, joining us from the Daniel Morecambe Foundation. It's 1332 4BU.